We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football as a trainer. What a big last few weeks for the trainer Cardinals, including the last two wins over Underwood and Tri-Center. Jeff Casey, head coach for the Cardinals, joins me now. And, Coach, a big win over Tri-Center, a big win the previous week over Underwood. That puts you in control of your district. How are you feeling about your football team especially after last week's game against the Trojans?
Yeah, a couple of big wins. It's been a nice little run for us here. We've had a tough stretch. You know, Van Meter got us week two, and then played an always tough Pella Christian team, and then started district play with Shenandoah, who's really starting to come on here. And so they played us really good. And then, like you mentioned, Underwood and Tri-Center, and those two teams are always a handful. Underwood, of course, is always at the top. And then Tri-Center coming off a state championship last year. So really proud of the guys to come out of that with the record that we've got and 3-0 in the district and sitting in a pretty good position. You know, we had some kids step up last Friday, played really well for us. Bryce McIntosh and Austin Moss had outstanding nights for us on defense Friday, trying to slow down that high-powered Tri-Center offense. So really proud of the guys.
Overall, just what can you say, what did the defense do to slow down that Tri-Center powered attack?
Well, we just, you know, we've got a lot of kids that kind of fit different positions. So there's some kids that they could be linebackers, they could be safeties, they could be corners. And so we can utilize their skill sets to move them around a little bit. So we did some different things defensively to try to combat what Tri-Center was going to do. They had to make a change in personnel in the second quarter due to an injury when that kind of got us a little bit out of whack there, because we game planned for one thing and then had to make some adjustments at halftime to come back and prepare for a different look. But the kids did a really good job. It's a coachable group of guys. They understand football really well, which makes it easy for us to make those adjustments, and then the kids can go out and execute.
You had a few more yards throwing than running. Was that by design?
Well, Tri-Center always does a really, really good job of defending us. They're always a tough defense to play against, and it's been that way for as long as I can remember. They just have a knack for lining up against us defensively. So we've always struggled to run the ball against them. Now, I didn't go into the game thinking that we couldn't do it and invested more in the pass game. We still want to establish the run. It took us a little while to get going. We started to break some things in the second half, started to get some of those longer plays that we're accustomed to on the ground. But because of what we were not able to do early in the run game, we were able to take advantage of some things in the passing game. And so we had more of a vertical game on Friday night than we had any previous games this year. A lot of our passing game has been quick, just quick game, a lot of screens. But Friday night, we were able to hit some vertical shots downfield, which is something that we love to do. So I was happy that that part got going.
Tell me more about Bryce McIntosh, and you mentioned him at the start. I mean, what a big game for him. Tell me more about him and how his play has been throughout the season.
Yeah, Bryce is a great kid, just a huge personality, a lot of fun to be around, works his tail off, never has a bad day, just always excited to come to practice, excited to play and work hard. He stepped into a starting position last year as a sophomore at linebacker, so we knew we had a pretty good one coming back this year for his junior year, and he's gotten better every single week. And I believe, if I remember right, I think he had three or four solo tackles the other night, but like 15 assisted tackles that he was in on. He was flying around. So when we did our film session after the game this weekend, he was a kid that I highlighted repeatedly just because of his effort. And there were a lot of plays where he didn't maybe get into the tackle or get credited for a tackle, but he was flying to the football and he was always there. And he set a great example for the rest of our guys that, hey, if we can get everybody to play the way he played on Friday night, we're going to be even better. And our defense is pretty good, but we can get better still.
Wow. That's scary. What does it mean for your football team? You just went through, you know, a hard stretch of season. I mean, your team played up against some really solid football teams, and you walk away with only one loss here on the season. Now, of course, you still have to play strong in the last two games to sew that up, but I mean, what does it mean for your team just to be sitting where they are right now after, you know, some tough games throughout the season?
Yeah, I think it's a testament to the kids and their work ethic. You know, I challenged some of our guys in the off season around the January, February timeframe, or whenever the schedules came out. I can't remember now when it was. And we saw what we were going to be up against. And I've been on the football staff here at Trainer since 2001. And so I've seen a lot of different things, a lot of teams, a lot of schedules. This is as tough a schedule as I can recall us having to play. So the kids really, they listened and they bought in. And, you know, we had to replace some experience on the offensive and defensive lines, a couple other spots we had to replace some experience. And so those kids that I challenged in the offseason, they got to work and they held each other accountable. You know, they didn't miss workouts in the morning. They were making sure everybody was there and like I said, holding each other accountable. So I think it's just a credit to their work ethic and their commitment to having a successful season, because it's been a grind up to this point. But you kind of hit the nail on the head that there's no time to take the foot off the gas. We can't take anybody lightly. You know, we've got a big test ahead of us here this week with a road game. And so, you know, we've got some work to get done. We've got to get better. We didn't play our best football Friday against Tri-Center. We shot ourselves in the foot several times. So we had some untimely penalties, a little bit of lack of discipline here and there. So we got to get a lot better still.
What areas do you feel like you still need to work on for this team here in the last couple of weeks before the playoffs begin?
Well, I think any good football team is always going to focus on the fundamentals. So how are we blocking? How are we tackling? Are we protecting the football? Are we forcing turnovers? Are we playing elite special teams? So all of those things are going to be highlighted right now. They have been all season, but we'll continue to focus on that. So we're not looking at this as, hey, we got a pretty good record. Things are going well. We can take the foot off the gas with the fundamentals. We're going to lean into that probably a little bit more at this point in the season. So those things we can get better at. You know, like I said, just kind of eliminating some untimely penalties. We had a punt return for a touchdown the other night that got called back because of a penalty. So just, you know, you can't allow those things to happen. And so really working with the guys to, you know, I talked about accountability, holding each other accountable. It can't just be coaches to players, but players to players doing that. And that's really the next step for this team.
What's the biggest challenges with Red Oak?
So they pose a couple of challenges. I think watching them on film, they've gotten better every week, and you can tell. So they've got a new head coach this year, and you know, I remember when I was a first year head coach, you're drinking out of a fire hose in the beginning. You're trying to get all this stuff done, but you slowly start to make progress as the year goes on, and you can see that jump out at film. So when I watched their first half against Tri-Center a couple weeks ago, or their first quarter against Tri-Center, I thought they played really well. I thought they were super competitive. And then last week against Shenandoah, they were even better, even more competitive in the beginning of the game, first quarter. They've got some size. They have some really big kids. They also have some kids that they really run the ball hard. They're good physical football players. So they look the part. And like I said, I think they're just going to keep getting better and better, and they're more competitive each week. So we've got to be ready for a slugfest. Yeah, I've played Red Oak a lot of times over the years, and it's always a physical game. They're always a physical football team. So I got to respect that.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this week against the Tigers. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Jeff Casey, head coach for Trainer Football, with us here on KSOM.